FM 104.3.
Listen.
Welcome today, Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and with me in the studio is Dr. Angel Falzoni, and we also have our dear, wonderful friend, Bishop George McKay, right here. And let me get your mic on, sir. And Angel, you're on three. Let me get these on. Let me answer the phone. I got too much to do. All right, that's Megan on the show. We have a very special announcement, and I was hoping Apostle Rebecca would be here, George, but that's all right. You Amen. Are here.
She's in Washington, D.C. today.
All right. And Bishop George, for these last couple years, you and your wife, different times, I have in my book counted four times that you have prophesied to our ministry, Beacon of Hope, that God was going to provide a space for us to meet.
Amen.
We've outgrown where we are. We didn't have the money to be able to get really what we needed. And I want you to know today that we are announcing that we have a space. I have signed a lease.
Praise God.
And it is huge. And we look forward to having a service with you sometime.
Praise God.
And God Almighty has done this. And
yes.
we found favor with a wonderful place and an owner. And I mean, it's opening day is May 19th, and we are extremely excited.
Amen.
And I'd love for you, Brother George, just to say something to our audience about hanging in there when there are so many times that we feel like giving up. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. We've been waiting for this for 2 years right now. It'll be 2 years August.
Since Amen.
2 years August.
Amen. Listen, Caleb had to wait 40 years to get his mountain.
Oh, yeah.
But he got his mountain. You guys have waited 2 years for the prophetic word of
yes,
God to come to pass.
Yes.
And it has came to pass. We are so excited for you.
We are too.
We have to be there.
You have
yes,
to.
Yes.
Hey, and we're going to have a special day, and it's between Drew and Sunset Point.
Amen.
On Hercules, off of Hercules.
Amen.
And that's good. It's bigger than anything we've ever had, and we're going to fill it up. We're just going to believe God, and we want to do stuff with y'all, and just really because you have believed with us.
Oh yes.
And you have been faithful to encourage us. And yeah, even last week when you and Rebecca, Dr. Rebecca walked out of the studio, you said to me, it's coming.
Yes.
It's coming. Did you not say that
yes.
last week?
Yes.
We found this on Monday.
We told you it was thinking too small. It's bigger than you think.
And that's just it. And it is. It's
it is
way bigger than what we need.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And so we are very, very pleased. We're going to be able to get a lot of people in there and fulfill the counseling ministry that Dr. Angel does.
Amen.
And do Wednesday night Bible study again and Sunday. And you know, just, but, you know, I don't want to keep you, Dr. Bishop, but I just wanted you to give a word of encouragement to our audience that you guys have stuck with us. You've been with
yes.
us in this fight we've been through.
Listen, it doesn't matter what you're going through in life. It doesn't matter where you are in life. If God spoke it, He shall surely bring it to pass. We just got to keep doing what He has called us to do. Don't get weary in well doing.
Right.
Don't faint. Don't throw in the towel. Just hang on to God's word. Believe God's word at all costs. And I promise you, you will come out on top every time. I encourage you guys to keep pushing. Hey, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I agree.
This is just the beginning.
I agree.
Of everything that God has. We are so excited for you all.
Well, please tell Dr. Rebecca that, and she and I have talked on the phone, and she's encouraged me when I've been, you know, like, I don't know, you know.
Amen.
And I just praise God because it's all Him.
Amen.
So, thank you for coming in for a few minutes. We really appreciate it.
Thank
God
you.
Bless the good life. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Please give her our good news, will you? So, all right. Praise God. So we're here and we're excited. And Megan is right on the phone from Michigan. And we love our dear brothers and sisters on Truth Talk that come before us, and they're all a blessing and good word today, folks. So I'll see you all soon, we hope. God is moving, Dr. Angel. Megan, are you there from Michigan?
I'm here, and you know what? I got a word for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, you
praise
know,
God about the building. Praise God.
You know, it's interesting you just said that was the word, because the first word that Bishop George gave me a couple years ago said, you don't have to do anything. God's working on the blueprint. All he needs you to do is say, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what it says right there in that word. So we praise God. Oh, it's a huge miracle. We announced it to the church today, Megan, and We've started getting calls, people that say, do you have children's church? Do you have this and that? And we haven't had the room where we are. We just have not had it. And we actually have people that want to work in those areas of the ministry. So we are believing God that all the different ministries that he has lined up for us are going to happen, and that he's brought us this far, and he opened this door when it seemed to be no way. God made a way. In fact, I think I played that song last week. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. So it's exciting, isn't it, Megan? And what are you doing this Thursday, Megan? What are you up to?
Well, I might just be boarding a plane and coming south to a little town called Clearwater.
Oh, you might. You and your mama?
I might. I might be. I think I have a ticket in my name.
Ah, you and your mama, huh?
Yeah, I'm coming down. I'm going to get me some hugs and be with the family of God that I love and soak up some sun.
Yes, and we're going to have such a great time eating tacos and all that stuff we do. And we're so glad you're coming, Megan. You and your mom will be right here live in the studio next Sunday on the show. And that's great, too. So, I mean, God is doing some amazing things, and we can't give him enough praise. Angel, you want to comment on the week? Angel's been with me through every step of this, Megan, this week. In fact, I told her today I've seen her every day except Saturday of this week. It's been that kind
well, that
of a day.
That is a blessing.
It's been that kind of a week, hasn't it?
It sure has. It's been a very incredible week. But just watching this unfold before our eyes, I mean, it's nothing short of a miracle.
Why do you say that?
Because we had a situation of an impossibility. You know, our budget did not fit what the going rate for rents are in our area. And, you know, God, you know what? He doesn't care about the size of the bank account. When he has a way, he's going to make it happen.
And last Monday, Megan, I called Angel and I said, I have been driving for a few hours and I've made a lot of phone calls and there's nothing we can afford. There's just nothing. And she said, okay. And she went into her prayer closet, right?
Yes, I did. My war room.
Mm-hmm. And she started to pray. And it wasn't 10 minutes later that the phone rang, or five. I don't know. It was right away, wasn't it? It was right away.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Phone rang from the owner of this area where we're going to be, this office park where we're going to be. And I had stopped in there a few days before that, and he didn't know what he could do to help us. But suddenly he called me that Monday, and Angel's in her war room, Megan, and I am texting her, and I'm ringing her phone off the wall to say, can you get yourself over to this place within an hour? And she wasn't answering her phone because she was in there praying. You can take it from there, Angel.
I sure was. I'm like, who is this crazy person blowing up my phone? So I had to stop and go check. And it was call
it
me
was
now.
Yes, it was it me, was. And I said, can you get over there to that place I told you about? This guy wants to talk to us and see what he can do to help us. And she said, I certainly can. And we met him, and it just started, the ball started rolling. And by Thursday, I signed a lease.
But we didn't end up with the first place
we
he
didn't.
Showed us.
No.
Oh, no, because God had a much
a
better
place
for us.
Better.
Bigger.
Bigger. Actually, twice as big.
Yes.
And that's really what we needed. So the first one he showed us, it really wasn't adequate. And so by Wednesday, he said, okay, I think I got this available. Let me show you this.
You know, and he gave it to us with other companies willing to pay more money for that same space.
Yes, it's just a miracle. He's a miracle working God. Woo! Any comment on that, Megan? Any comment on that?
Yeah, you know what's amazing is that we prayed with you on the phone. And
that very afternoon, right before he called.
Yep.
Exactly.
And I said, Lord, show up and show off. And he did.
And he did.
And the only way that that could have happened was by the hand of God.
Oh, this was God. Your mother and I. Yes, we had a conference call. We prayed and believed that something would break open for us. And within 5 minutes after I hung up from you, he called me, this guy. So praise God. Praise God. It just makes us want to sing, doesn't it? Sing, 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 Chris Tomlin. Live from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Great place to be, don't you think, Dr. Angel?
Yes, it
is. And with me, Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. You and I do a show on Thursday nights. We'll talk about that later for our listeners, 6:06 p.m. every Thursday night. Megan, you and your mom are coming this week. We have a big memorial service for one of our Beaconites on Saturday evening who went to be with the Lord, and This is a very special guy, and he has been a part of this ministry since 2003. A Down syndrome man that was raised by a couple in our congregation and for many, many years. And so we have that memorial service Saturday night. And Megan, you're working hard on all the details, you and your mama, for that. So excited that you're coming.
We are too.
You know, Megan, this ministry is all about everybody being accepted and welcomed. I've got so many, as I went through pictures with William, Bobby's dad last night, going through pictures of him through the years at Beacon of Hope, and just all the fun we had with him. And would you call him a little different than some people? Sure. But Angel, talk to us about that, and then I'll get back to Megan about just God's acceptance of us where we are, you know?
Absolutely. You know, we are not made out of, you know, just the stamp block mold. We all are unique and individual. God made us that way on purpose. And, you know, we celebrate the diversity that God has gifted us with.
And we do. And, you know, we want people to feel welcome when they come in the doors of Beacon of Hope, no matter anything. there are differences in people, but Jesus didn't say, all right, you all, this group, you sit over there, the ones that are this color or the ones that have this disability or the ones that look a little strange or anything else. Jesus didn't do that. He, as he ministered, he healed them all.
He healed them all.
He ministered to them all. We are in a brand new series starting today, Alive Forevermore, as we come close to Easter and what we call Resurrection Day instead of Easter. We're in the book of Mark, and we're in chapter 1. And Megan, did you want to comment on that Angel said? I think that's a really good point about God's acceptance of us and so forth.
Absolutely. You know, God accepts us just the way we are.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what form you came in or if you came with an extra chromosome.
Right.
God loves you no matter what. In fact, you know, I just want to say this, that I've known a couple of people that were like Bobby, and the awesome thing about them is that we need to be like them because they love without caution.
Absolutely.
And that's how Jesus loves us. He loves us without any caution, without any judgment. You come the way you are, and he opens his arms every single time.
You couldn't be more right, and I've already kind of planned my remarks for the memorial service Saturday. And that's one thing that William asked me to say, was that Bobby loved everybody. He loved without reservation. He just loved, you know? And he was raised in a home of his adopted brother is black, Alvard. He's still alive and will be at the memorial. Bobby's a little white guy. And you know what? None of that matters. You know, God created us all. Skin to color does not matter. Any of those things. In our ministry in Indiana, I wonder if you remember this, Megan, because you were only 9 when you started coming to church with your mom and occasionally your dad. And the clear across the front of Cornerstone Ministries right there on State Road 3 in Newcastle, Indiana, it said this in big, huge styrofoam red letters. Jesus loves, accepts, and forgives all. That's what it said across the front of our building. Do you remember that, Megan? You were pretty little.
I do. Yes.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's right. It sure is.
We don't see in the Gospels Jesus differentiating people and saying, these I will pray for, these I will not. We have a society right now that is just so completely, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's out of whack.
Out of whack. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Bigoted in a lot of ways, prejudiced in a lot of ways, not tolerant in a lot of ways,
yeah.
Not loving, hateful.
Mm-hmm. Judgmental.
Judgmental. Oh, boy, I preached on that this morning, didn't I, Angel?
Sure did.
Judgment. Woo! Go ahead, Angel, your comment on that, and we'll go back to Megan.
No, you're right. Our society, we want to classify people into this group and that group and this group, and then we can say which ones are better or worse or we like today or we'll accept today, and that is just not what God meant. You know, he called us to love one
exactly.
another. There was no, you know, statement of what one another meant. That meant all of us, you know?
Exactly.
So.
And so often we get off in these tangents where it's our little group, our little clique, our little group of people that all look and act like us, and they're just like us, and so that makes them right because they're like us, right? And that's wrong.
That is absolutely
that's not right. It's wrong. Megan, comment on that, and we're going to Mark chapter 1, people.
Well, it is completely wrong, and it's the opposite of what the Lord told us to do and how he told us to walk this earth, is to be of a non-judgmental attitude, is to look at everybody the same, no matter where they live, where they come from, what they wear, what they look like. And, you know, if America and everybody in it could get past of I'm better than thou, or if I'm better than them because I live here, or yada, 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 and we just truly loved each other the way that Jesus loved us, our world would be totally different.
It definitely would. And when we studied this book of Mark here, I love the way Mark, the Gospel of Mark, they're all four Gospels are different, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mark gets straight to the point, which I kind of love that. And he doesn't ramble around and doesn't even talk about Matthew and Luke talk about the birth of Jesus. He just goes straight to Jesus' ministry. And in Mark chapter 1, verse 1, he says, this is the good news of Jesus Christ. This is the message, you know? And he just says, hey, here's what you need to hear. This is the good news. This is good news. Why is it good news, Angel? Why is this good news, the message of Jesus?
This everlasting life for all of us is forgiveness right. of our sins. And it doesn't matter who we are or what we look like or, you know, our intellectual ability or our disabilities or whatever. God paved a way for all of us.
Oh, absolutely. And God selected the point in time, the perfect Kairos moment, if you will, which means God's opportune moment, the right moment to send his son to this earth. And so Jesus shows up, and Mark starts his book, chapter 1, with a prophecy from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, about John the Baptist. And he says, this prophecy was fulfilled. And people, I guess that was what we were getting at earlier in this show, is that the prophetic words that have been spoken through Brother George and Sister Rebecca have come true for our ministry. And we are in a position now that where we've needed to be for a while with more space. Well, God's word comes true. God's promises happen. And so Mark starts right off talking about Isaiah 40 verse 3, where it was prophesied that says that there would be a preacher that would come ahead of the Messiah. He'll make the road smooth. Thunder in the desert, prepare for God's arrival, make the road smooth and straight. It was God's design to send someone, a forerunner before Jesus, the Messiah, basically to announce that the Messiah had come. Interestingly enough, John the Baptist is actually the cousin of Jesus, was born to Elizabeth and Zechariah, and Mary and Elizabeth were cousins. So we think they knew each other growing up. We don't know how much they knew each other. We really don't know. We just know that John the Baptist, it says in verse 4 of Mark chapter 1, appeared in the wild. He was preaching a baptism of life change that leads to forgiveness of sins. And John the Baptist looked really weird. Speaking of people that don't all look the same. John the Baptist, it was prophesied in the Old Testament, would come in the form or the type, be like Elijah. And Elijah lived out in the wild. John the Baptist lived out in the wild. John the Baptist wore camel's hair fur as his clothing. He didn't have any really nice, you know, digs to wear or whatever you call those things. He didn't have that. John the Baptist was just very basic. It says he ate honey. He ate wild stuff out in the wild. You know, that's where he lived. And it says here in the last verse of verse 6 of Mark 1, John wore a camel hair habit. So his outfit was kind of camel hair, tied at the waist with a leather belt. He ate locusts and wild field honey. Talk to us, Megan, about John the Baptist. Wow. Crazy man.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those people, it's like, that come out of the woods. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, wow, he lives in a cave and he eats honey, and he eats bugs, and I mean, even in today's culture, that would be weird, like that, and then to see somebody come out with camel hair on, I mean, it would just, it would get your attention, I'll tell you that.
You don't have any camel hair? You don't have any camel hair outfits?
I don't have. It's cold up here, but I haven't gone to camel hair yet.
You have not. Okay, so this was.
I have not, Pastor.
This made him look pretty different, don't you think, Megan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. You could say he would be rather hairy.
Yeah. So, in verse 7, as he preached, he said this, the real action comes next. You see, John the Baptist knew that he was just the forerunner. He was not the Messiah. He was the one sent to proclaim. And it says the star in this drama, I'm in the Message Bible, and I'm in Mark chapter 1, verse 7, if you're just joining us, to whom I'm a mere stagehand will change your life. Talk to me about that, Angel, because John the Baptist knew who he was. He knew his mission.
He absolutely knew the purpose for which his life had the calling,
yeah.
And he clearly stayed and focused on that purpose. He did not take a step out trying to get more glory or anything for himself. Like, you know, the humans, a lot of times we want, you know, to bring that attention or look at me. It wasn't about him, and he knew it, and he lived it, and he lived it pure.
He did. And one, there's a verse in the book of John that John the Baptist says, I must decrease so that he can increase.
Absolutely.
Right? What's that mean, Megan?
Oh, that's powerful right there. That means less of me, more of you, God.
Amen.
Is being willing to purge your life of things that you don't need so that the Lord can move, so that that people see the Lord in you. It's called not being selfish. It's called being willing to live differently than others. That's the way that I look at that.
Well, you're exactly right. That's the way we should look at that. Absolutely. And John the Baptist knew his place, didn't he? He did not try to be something he was not, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, let's listen to this song, and then we're going to talk here in just a minute. It's Word of God Speak. I love it. This one is by Big Daddy Weave. And you know what? The Word of God is speaking to us today, and we're glad you are with us, joining us, and listening. Call a couple friends or maybe two dozen friends and tell them all about living the good life. Love this song.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your home. God speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, I hear your voice, and Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes, 'cause
There are so many times that we find ourselves at a loss for words. When we see what God is doing, we're in awe of his greatness. We're in awe of his ability to work out our circumstances, to provide a miracle for us as he has for the ministry this week, to do things in our lives that we cannot fix or do on our own. We are in awe. Word of God, speak. The word of God, it says in John chapter 1, that the word became flesh. This is chapter 1, verse 1. The word became flesh and dwelled among us. He is the word. Jesus Christ is the word. And it says in John 1, 14, the word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's who Jesus is, dear listener. Jesus is not full of condemnation and judgment. Jesus is not saying, well, because you look this way or because you're that, you cannot have the blessings of God on your life. Jesus loves all of us. Remember that old song, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Did you ever sing that in grade school or in Sunday school, Megan and Angel?
Oh, yeah, and then it's red, yellow, black
and white,
they are precious in his sight.
Yes. Yep. I mean,
in fact, I sing that to my kiddos.
Do you? And that's what God is saying to us. He was full of grace and he's full of truth. And when we listen to words of bigotry, words of condemnation, words of intolerance, and people try to get us to agree with them, you don't agree with that stuff. Angel, comment, please.
No, absolutely. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is John 3:17, where it says, Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but through him the world would be saved.
Amen.
And we become a culture of condemnation and judgment.
Yes, yes.
And then a lot of times we're doing it in the name of God.
Oh.
And that is not.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not what God wants.
Yes.
That's not it at all.
Everyone is welcome at Beacon of Hope. In fact, it has always been that way. We have straight people. We've got some gay people. We've got some single people. We've got some married people. We've got some young people. And we have some old people. And I'm not speaking that I am any of that. I'm just saying, Megan, I decided today I'm 3 years younger than I thought I was because, you know, Nathan and I and Yvette were triplets. So I found out.
You were all born the same time.
Yeah, so we had to be born at the same time, which makes me younger than I had originally thought. So this is good news.
Well, that's another blessing.
It is another blessing, right? And Nathan and Yvette have darker skin than I have, although I've always wanted mine to be darker. But I don't know what happened in the womb when the triplets.
You don't tan like they do.
I tan quite well, but not.
Well, but they're not as dark as they. That
they
are.
Don't go out in the sun.
They don't get that dark. No, they don't have to.
With all that, I guess what we're saying is that Jesus loves you, dear listener. He loves you so much. No matter what's going on in your life, you may be going through a nasty divorce. You may be going through a situation where you feel that nobody loves you. But God is saying to you today that he does love you. And I want to go back to verse 7 of Mark chapter 1. And John the Baptist preached this. The real action comes next, meaning Jesus, the star in this drama, to whom I'm a mere stagehand, will change your life. Will change your life. Hang around this radio show long enough. Hang around Beacon of Hope and with our gang, and I'll tell you, your life will change. I mean, you'll have fun like you never thought. A lot of fun. But more importantly, you will begin to understand how much God loves your uniqueness. Okay? And John the Baptist says, I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life. His baptism, meaning Jesus, a holy baptism by the Holy Spirit, will change you from the inside out. What John the Baptist was doing was preaching repentance, was preaching confession of our sins. It says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You got to have that step first. Salvation involves confession of sin. Salvation involves, oh, I see those attitudes are wrong. I see that the bitterness I'm carrying around. I see that the lack of being interested in God's word is wrong. I've got to find out what he has planned is for me. Talk to me about this, Megan. John the Baptist taught confession of sin, repentance. And water baptism is that, going down the old man, coming up the new. Talk to us, Megan. Right. No good angel.
Well, it's that same thing of less of me, more of you. Because
true.
Once the salvation comes, that's where the old drops away. That's where there's a refreshing that goes on in your spirit. There, you get lighter. And I don't mean by losing weight, but your spirit gets lighter, that the heaviness, it falls off. And you gain your wings. You gain life and eternity. And that's what John the Baptist was giving, that forefront of what was coming, that God was coming to earth to show us his true nature, that it's not judgmental.
Amen.
It's nothing but love. Nothing but love.
Amen. And you're exactly right. And the verse that Angel just quoted, John 3:17, and Jesus said, I didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through me, meaning Jesus, might be saved. Angel, talk to us about this.
Yes, absolutely. One of my many favorites, because, you know, a lot of times we are all, you know, we quote John 3:16. Most everybody knows it, Christian or not. But we forget the part that Jesus didn't come here to condemn. He didn't come here to say, oh, you're bad, you're wrong, you're this. He came in the world to save.
He sure did.
And we all of us have fallen short. We all need that Savior.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. And all of us.
Yeah,
nobody that is perfect and righteous in their own strength. No. No, because we all have attitudes we need to repent of. We all have things in our lives that we've said or done or thought that were wrong, and we need to confess them as sin. Confession is good for the soul. Talk to us, Megan, about that. You got little kids, and I've got 12 grandbabies now, and that, although a few of them are, you know, like 18, 19, 21, and 23, so they're not like little grandbabies.
Yeah.
But the little guy, he's just turned 2 months old coming up this week.
He's
going to be a week from today. He will be 2 months old. So, yeah. Can you believe that? So it's crazy what God is doing in people's lives that allow it to be done. Talk to us, Megan.
It is, Pastor, because you make a 180. You don't make a, you know, you don't make a 360, you make a 180.
Yeah.
And it's like you have a new navigation system. It's like you got rid of the old device and you've got the best in the land. And what I mean by that is that when you finally give up, and what I mean by that is giving up control of your own life and
right.
letting the Lord
yeah.
move in your circumstances, just like the miracle we saw with you guys getting a building.
Yeah.
God will move mountains.
But it is that whole thing of surrendering, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? This whole thing that John the Baptist was preaching was, people, you got to confess your sin.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let go of those old ways of thinking, your judgment, your bitterness, your resentment. Talk to us, Angel. That's what you got to do if you're going to move on in God.
Well, absolutely. We have to, you know, it's purging that from us. And, you know, the sin is what separates us from God. And so when we are hanging on to it, we are separating ourselves. And, you know, spiritually, you know, we're called to confess our sins. But on our mental health, it also cleans and purges our emotional system and our psyche so that we can keep moving forward, that we're not continuing to play the old tapes of the old man or the old ways of thinking, and that we're taking on every day. We're being continually renewed.
And don't you think that's what John the Baptist was preaching? He was preaching something radical here. They didn't hear their Pharisees, their scribes, their religious leaders saying, y'all got to confess your sin, repent, and get baptized in water as an outward sign of an inward change. They weren't preaching that in the synagogues, were they, Angel?
No, they were not, you know, and there wasn't that way for them to really get that full forgiveness. And no, they were became lawful because the law is what they had to guide them. So they became legalistic. And that's where I think a lot of that judgment started. And we've just, you know, carried it on through the years. I think, you know, our culture, especially the church culture, we kind of leveled sins. You know, this sin's not as bad as this sin's really bad.
We have a list of sin and how bad they are. Yeah, I think churches do that.
I remember as a little child, if you had a tattoo, you were not welcome in our church.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and now, okay, now we've come to, okay, you can come to church with a tattoo. You know, but, you know, sin, there isn't a level of sin with God. Sin is sin. It all separates us from him. And we aren't called to judge other sin.
Right.
We are called to love others.
Yes. Yes. And so many quote-unquote Christians get off into that judgment thing. And what it does is it sets them a hierarchy of, okay, well, I'm more spiritual than you because I don't have a tattoo.
Exactly.
Right? Something like that, for instance.
Exactly.
Or back when I was growing up, didn't play cards. My parents said, oh, no, you don't play cards. And then they changed that.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, the church we went to, girls and women always wore dresses.
Yes.
Then that's totally different
and
now.
Couldn't wear makeup, couldn't wear earrings.
Right. You know, yeah, go ahead.
Here's the thing. The human church system is always changing. But God's system isn't changing. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I'm so glad you quoted that verse. I woke up hearing that in my spirit this morning. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is all love. He is acceptance. He does meet us right where we are. And dear listener, whatever you're going through, and you may have a set of baggage on your shoulder that is just weighing you down of all kinds of stuff, bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness and envy and jealousy and lust and you name it, you may have a whole pack of stuff. Guess what? The good news, which Mark says his book is all about, the good news of Jesus Christ, the message. The message is this: Jesus came to set you free from the bondages of sin. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, he did. He came here to change the world. And it's just so ironic with all of the things that are going on around us that how much more powerful that the movements of God are getting, because just last week we saw a miracle before our eyes that a young girl had like an inch difference between the length of her legs, and right in front of our very eyes they prayed over her and the leg grew.
I have seen that, and that's an amazing miracle when you see that.
Never seen that in my life.
Yeah, but it's cool.
God wants to move, and you know, just the way God moved and it's notated in the Bible, he's going to move like he moves like that now. And he wants to move like that in your life. That's what we're talking about from Mark chapter 1, is that Jesus is the good news. He was then and he is now. And it's never going to change. His ways of love and his ways of grace have always been the same, and they still are. And they're for everyone. They are literally for everyone.
Amen. In fact, let's go over to Mark chapter 1, verse 29, because Mark chapter 1's got all kinds of goodies in it. And this one I just love, because directly on leaving the meeting place where Jesus had been preaching, they came to Simon and Andrew's house. This was Simon Peter, and Andrew. They were brothers. And accompanied by James and John, who were also brothers. Simon's mother-in-law, so they probably all lived there together, was sick in bed, burning up with fever. Jesus said, there's nothing I can do about that. Is that right, Angel? Is that what your translation says?
And that's not what mine says.
It doesn't say that?
No.
They told Jesus, he went to her, he took her hand and raised her up. No sooner had the fever left her than she was up fixing dinner for them. Wow, wow. Wow. That evening, after the sun was down, they brought sick and evil afflicted people to him, the whole city lined up at his door. Boy, will that preach. The whole city lines up at the door to be prayed for. He cured their sick bodies and tormented spirits. Because the demons knew his true identity, he didn't let them say a word. And we're going to talk about demons in a little while. But here we see Jesus caring about a fever. And Simon Peter's mother-in-law, Megan, talk to us.
Exactly. And he can care something so small as a hangnail on your finger. Like, everything about you, he cares about. He cares about every situation. He cares about your hurting heart. He cares if you're sad. He wants to heal you. And, you know, that healing of all of the people lining up in the city to have their bodies healed, that's here for you now to claim. It's not yesterday. It's today. And it's in the future for anybody that wants to claim it. So it's time for everybody that to decide that it's time to drop off their backpack full of junk and get in line and get saved. It's time.
Woo! It's time. You deliver me, Selah. We'll be right back with Angel's comment, all of that. Love this song. One of my favorites. Love Selah.
Deep as the ocean, right as a rain, this powerful emotion lifts me up above the plain. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go, showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me. And when the road is winding way too like a sinner whose sins have been washed clean, an absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven for sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given you.
Deliverer. Jesus is the deliverer. Praise God. Praise God. I love that song. Woo! I remember when I first discovered that song a couple of years ago, I think I sang it or I played it on my car. Like, I just kept playing it over and over again, like 25 times, Angel. Your comment to all this?
Well, you know, God is just amazing. And when we dare to believe, he shows up. You know, I was thinking this week, I was cooking dinner and I like to use fresh spices and I use lots of seeds, and I had mustard seed and I was putting them in my little grinder and I powder them out for my spice. And the verse, if I have faith of a grain of mustard seed, I can say to this mountain. Mustard seeds are really little and they're very, very hard to get powdered, by the way. But that's what he says, a grain of mustard seed.
Yes.
And he shows up.
And so it's not that we have to be a faith giant.
No.
God takes us right where we are. And he cleans us up, okay? And I love that about Jesus. I love that he accepts us where we are. He loves us so much. He forgives us. He teaches us how to accept and love and forgive. And then he begins the process of cleaning us up. And that John talks about in verse 8 of Mark chapter 1. I mean, Mark talks about it. Actually, his name was John Mark, so I guess I was technically correct. And anyway, after John the Baptist talks about the baptism for repentance, the salvation baptism, then he says, he's talking about Jesus, and he says his baptism, a holy baptism by the Holy Spirit, will change you from the inside out. Okay? His baptism. Jesus is a Holy Spirit baptizer. We're going to talk more about that in the next couple of weeks, especially when we get closer to Pentecost, because Jesus came and he said, I'm going to heaven, but you know what? I'm sending you a friend, and he's the Holy Spirit. Comment on that, Megan, and then we'll go to Angel on that. He's the Holy Ghost baptizer. Yay! He changes
us. Yes, amen.
From the inside out.
He's the one that changes the atmosphere. And he's the one that will make you feel like you got a fever. He's the one that will make you have goosebumps. He's the one that will change your life. He's the one that goes with you into every circumstance. He's the one that as soon as you say the name of Jesus, he's there. It is the Spirit of God. And I'll tell you what, it's powerful and it's life-changing. And it brings such joy and such peace that everybody should want to experience it, because the renewing that comes from that is life altering, and it alters your demeanor. It alters everything about you. It alters the way that you treat people, and it's really like taking some type of medication that permanently changes your makeup because you get rid of the human and you become more spiritual.
You do.
And it's a totally awesome realm to be in. It's hard to describe, but I can say it's life-altering in a very good way.
It is, and you become so much more aware of God's Holy Spirit within you, don't you, Angel? We get Jesus when we accept him as our personal Lord and Savior and invite him in and ask him to forgive us for our sins. Yes, he comes and lives in us. But this is a second step. It's that next realm where Jesus is the baptizer, and he says, I'm going to fill you up to overflowing. Not just a little bit of my presence, but I want you to just overflow with it. That's how people know there's something different about you, in my opinion. When you get the Holy Ghost baptized, you act different, you look different, and you're so full of God. Talk to us, Angel.
You are. We are. You definitely are bubbling over. But it's like you get this heavenly view of things. You know, the things that are going on in the world, we still have problems. You know, a lot of people think, oh, if I get saved, you know, everything will be great. I'll have all the money I need. No, that's not how it works. We still have problems, but we have a heavenly perspective. We get, first of all, we have Jehovah Jireh that we're serving, and we know he's there, and he is protecting us, and he's providing for us, and everything, he's going to work for our good. And knowing that means I can get through this moment, this tough time, knowing he holds my future, and it makes it easier to get through.
Oh, absolutely. It so does. And so, you know, when we say, okay, God, I want all you have for me, that's Holy Ghost baptism. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I want you to baptize me with yourself, with your spirit. I want to be so full of you that when people run into me, man, they just know there's something different about that person, you know, that we're not just a run-of-the-mill person, that we are exuberant with the joy of the Lord because that is our strength. We're full of the peace of God because it's peace like a river. It changes us. That we're full of love and that we're accepting people right where they are and let God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit do the cleanup work. We're not the cleaner-uppers.
We are not, but you know what?
Are you sure about that?
A lot of people think that that's their job is to be the cleaner-uppers, and I feel like it's really hurting people in our culture. It's driving them away from church because they are feeling judged and condemned and that like they can't measure up to this changing standard. Well, no one can, but God's standard doesn't change. And God's job is to do the cleanup. And we have to put our focus on God and not on the man and the church. No human is perfect and they all will fall. Our hope and faith needs to be on him.
Exactly. Our goal is to bring God's love to people wherever they are and to say simply, and if you're listening today and you're not sure that God loves you, honey, listen to me right now. God loves you. He loves you. You say, but you don't know what I've done. You can be a mass murderer and God still loves you. Okay?
That's right.
Because God has a plan for each of our lives. Megan, comment on that before we get to the top of the hour here.
He does have a plan and he doesn't care what you've done. And yes, he knows what you've done, but he doesn't care because all you have to say is, Father, forgive me of my sins and I believe in you. And it's cast into the sea of forgetfulness, never to come up again, never, ever again. Not like humans have done to you or that they've done to you in church. The Lord forgives you and it's gone. And everything is made new. It's like the sun coming up every morning. Everything is made new.
Amen. Psalm 103, David's words, as you were saying that, Megan, reminded me of David's words in Psalm 103, starting with verse 10. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for us. And his forgiveness, as far as the east is from the west, has he removed our transgressions from us. So that's Psalm 103, starting with verse 10, and it is powerful. David's words, God loves us that much. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Do you have it right in front of you, Angel? I see you got, got something else, another
something
verse.
Else. Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you have something else you wanted to share there?
Well, you know, as you're talking about that, you know, Megan, we are a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, the new is here. You know, and that's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Amen. Great verse.
It goes right along with what you were talking about.
Yes.
We are new in him.
Amen. So no matter what your sin is in your life, you can be, you know, as I said, you could be you have all kinds of baggage. I won't even try to give you examples. You could have all kinds of baggage. You could be a hateful, resentful person. You could be a person who is mean and nasty and a violent offender. God still loves you and cares about you, and he wants you to come to him and let him bring healing to your life. Let him love you. Let him love you. Let him love you. The message of Jesus is grace and truth. Grace is when we just can't do it on our own, okay? God steps in. When God says, all that you are not, I am, God says. Let me help you work it out. You see, it's a process to really, there is a decision of salvation, but there's also a process that follows where you begin to understand that God's working in you and showing you a new way to live, a new way to think, a new mindset. We got to get to, we're at the top of the hour, but this first hour has absolutely just flown by. Would you both agree with that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. We got to do the station ID here in a minute. Then, Megan, I'd like for you to talk about the prayer ministry and invite people to use that. And, Angel, I'd like for you to talk about our Thursday night show. And so let's do that right after this. Hang on.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
All right. Got to do that. Station ID at the top of every hour. So talk to us, Megan. Prayer ministry.
Well, you know what I love about the end of that is that it says, listen. like God's voice. Listen.
I love
anyway,
that too. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like a squirrel that saw something over in the other side of the yard.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. That's okay, squirrel.
The
go ahead.
Ministry is if anybody has prayer, is that there is as Mom, Shell, and Pastor Jim, the email comes in and they write a prayer and it's sent out to